something a little bit different this weekend, taking one of the current events and kind of an analogy came to me. This rescue that we've seen all over the news the last 10 days or so over in Thailand. The boys that were caught in that cave and their rescue. And how many were involved in that in all areas, from those that are hands-on to those that were far off in offering prayers and support. And then to tie this into our mission, what we are called to be. We begin by looking at freedom, what it is, and in many cases, what it is not. These boys were free, but they saw freedom as a license to do whatever they wanted, irregardless of anything, consequences. They were free, and they chose, and we see what happened with their freedom. Because when we treat our freedom as a license, instead of a freedom to do as we ought, we can oftentimes, and we oftentimes will, get into trouble. There's so much beauty in the world to embrace, but there's so much danger in the world as well. And then we can see this cave as an analogy of hell. The path to hell is sin. Satan tempts us to see sin as something that is exciting, something that is daring, something that we can get by with a little by little if we can push the limits. Everyone knew in the area that they weren't to go in these caverns, especially during the monsoon season. Yet these boys and their coach went into them, surely not planning to go very deep. Probably just planning to go in a little ways. But then no one knows what happens right now. One boy went in and the others followed. But anyway, they got caught in there and the waters began to rise and they were cut off and they couldn't get out. But isn't it that way with sin? Venial sin, we get accustomed to it. We can become comfortable with it. But little by little, it erodes that relationship that we have with our merciful Father. And it can erode the relationship that we have with each other as well. We can sin a little bit more, a little bit more. Oftentimes, we don't even recognize it. St. John Paul II said that this loss of a sense of sin is one of the gravest threats to our world today. Satan tempts us to think that we can back out any time. We're in control. But he's not there to help us back out. He's there to get us deeper into that cavern, deeper and deeper, until we are tempted to give up hope. As I'm sure these boys were tempted to give up hope. Been caught in that cavern for 9 days. Lights were running out. Food was running out. Not much has changed. That's the condition of the world. And it's the same as when Christ came. God looked down and he saw his children stuck in this cavern with no way out. We can't get out by ourselves. And so he sends his only son. That was the incarnation of Christ. We can see when these rescuers popped their heads up into that cavern where the boys were. Christ becoming one of us to come to save us. But finding them wasn't the end. It was just the beginning. The mission was the passion and death of Christ. The boys coming out of the cavern. The resurrection when they emerged from the entrance. It's a mission that goes on today, and it is a mission that is dangerous still. Just as it wasn't enough for those rescuers simply to find the boys, having Christ become human wasn't enough either. To get the word out that the boys were alive, then this team was formed. A team that in the end would lose one of its own members. How similar is that to a martyr who gives his life for the truth of the church? Who gives his life or her life for Christ? Then there are the other team members, much like the 12 disciples who were being sent. And freely accepting this mission. Freely taking this on and going forward. That apostolic mission continues today through the church, through her faithful, through the Pope, through the priests, through the religious, and through the laity. Because there's so many in the world that we can't touch as priests or deacons or religious. The mission falls to the hands of the laity, working together as this team of rescuers did. There was an order. There were those that were putting together the plan. But they couldn't implement the entirety of the plan. They had to turn it over to those that would go into the cave. In our spiritual life, we've got the magisterium, our Holy Father, the bishops that are in line with Him. But the leaders can't do everything. So we've got priests and we've got faithful laity to take the plan and put it into action. To adapt it to circumstances. Once they got into the cave, they didn't know everything that they were going to find. But then there's also a support team. Those gathered close by with the physical support, with the air tanks and the water and the food, the lights. But then there's also a more distant support team. Every prayer that was offered up from anywhere in the world is part of that support team. That is why we have relief drives in our church. That's why we have groups such as Catholic Charities. That's why we have a Mission Sunday to support those that are on the front lines, that are going into the cavern. Here at Holy Family, our Mission Sunday will be this fall. I ask you to please remember this when the time comes. And then there are those that are praying. How important is intercessory prayer in our lives, in our world? Do you think it was just a coincidence that the forecast monsoons that were coming back in all of a sudden stopped? Was it a coincidence that the pumps that were emptying the cave of the water, within a couple of hours after the last rescuer got out of the cave, those pumps quit? Coincidence? So many inexplicable events. Or are these the effects of intercessory prayer from around the world? Angels hovering above, holding at bay the monsoons. Things I'm convinced that we will see one day in our lives. I believe this cave rescue can teach us much about humanity if we dare to open our eyes to see beyond just the material that is right in front of us and to look with the eyes of faith. I know this is not a perfect analogy. I don't know that there ever is a perfect analogy. But we can see humanity is still deep in that cave. And we see that Satan remains very busy in our lives, treating sin as something that is exciting and daring. How many of you have ever taken a candle, got the flames, and you just kind of pass your fingers through them? A little bit slower. A little bit slower. A little bit slower. Ow! Are we surprised that we get burned when we do that? I think probably most of us have done that. I did it. Probably more than once. I'm probably not the brightest in the world, but anyway. We see sin as something that is enticing, something that we can flirt with, something that we can come close to. Are we surprised when we get burned? How about the boys when they went into this cave? Come on, how exciting to go into a cave, especially in a time when it wasn't allowed. I'm sure they weren't going to plan on going very deep. Duck their head, get underneath this shelf, but pretty soon it's too late. And then they need to be rescued. The church rescues us through our sacraments, baptism, the Eucharist, confirmation, confession, anointing, marriage, holy orders. All of these are how the church reaches out to rescue us. But it is also how we are sent into a dangerous mission to bring the good news to those who are trapped deep in that cave. When you look at the schematics of the cave rescue, there was rescue stations along the way. Only a few went deep into the cave. They brought the boys to where they could get help. Sometimes we can fall into a trap and think that we are too far away from God. We all have family members. We all have friends that fall into that. Think, I can't go back to church. The roof's going to fall in on me. It won't. It'll take too much to come back to the full grace. We need these way stations in our spiritual lives, and we need people to go to those that are caught in that cave to bring them out, because those are the ones that a priest can't get to, every one of them. The deacon can't get to every one of them. We need faithful people that can reach them and bring them to those way stations so they can receive that grace and begin this journey little by little. So there's some truths that I think we should remember. At a time in all of our lives, we may find ourselves deep in that cave, cut off by sin. But if I am there, know that there's a rescue team. They're out there looking. They're out there searching. Look for them. Seek them out as well. At times we may find ourselves to be the rescuers. At times we may find ourselves to be the support team, especially through intercessory prayer. As Christians in this world, we are not wanderers. We don't just end up where we end up. We have a destination. We have a goal. We have a mission. Christ will give us the resources that we need to attain that mission, and He will guide our journey. And so we will close with a quote from the 28th chapter of Matthew. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.